midnight, on the battlements of the royal Danish castle of Elsinore. Francisco, a gentleman of the guard, is at his post.
Who's there?
Hey, answer me! Stand and unfold yourself!
Long live the king!
This is Tom Berger, misrepresenting the Malone Society and inviting you to get down and boogie. Boogie till you puke.
Oh, that this too solid flesh would melt.
Or that the everlasting had not fixed his cannon against his self-slaughter. Oh God, God!
I want you to capitalize on the canonical status of the Shakespeare text.
All this is fraudulent and opportunistic.
This is the forest primeval, the forest of canonicity.
It's a nice soul like me doing a piece like this.
Well, they've got comedy, history, tragedy, romance of the Malone Society giants. They've got comedy, history, tragedy, romance of the Malone Society giants.
Be or not to be, that is the question. Whether it is nobler in the mind to suffer the sling and the arrows of outrageous fortune, to take arms against a sea of trouble and die opposing.
I must say, I think that the problem, you know, around Shakespeare is that there's been a kind of obsession with the genital. I'm really bored with the genitals myself. I think we should be talking about the oral and the anal.
Shakespeare sucks. For me, that's a compliment.
Well, they've got comedy, history, tragedy, romance of the Malone Society giants. They've got comedy, history, tragedy, romance of the Malone Society giants. They've got comedy, history, tragedy, romance of the Malone Society giants. They've got comedy, history, tragedy, romance of the Malone Society giants.
The popularity of Shakespeare is produced by a repetition compulsion.
Sprezzatura, fake it till you make it.
The popularity of Shakespeare is produced by a repetition compulsion.
We've had enough of terror. Shakespeare had had enough of terror.
I am not here.
These seem to me very surprising plays.
Well, they've got comedy, history, tragedy, romance of the Malone Society giants. They've got comedy, history, tragedy, romance of the Malone Society giants.
A hit, a very palpable hit.
A serious cultural materialist analysis has to take into consideration not only questions of class and race and gender, which I think it has to do, but I think we really do need to take seriously questions about the openings of the body. It's all very well to talk about the surfaces of the body, but we need to talk about the body's permeability, the way in which the orifices open and close, that the body's not just a closed system. We really need to take this very seriously. We need to get back into the notion of the mouth, the teeth, the tongue. You know, I mean, I think there's not enough talk about sucking, really. I think we need to talk about sucking and, you know, the inflow and the outflow, vomit. I just think those things get erased from the standard interpretation.
The popularity of Shakespeare is produced by a repetition compulsion.
The Royal Shakespeare Company recommends Michael Dobson.